I have been asked, can you hear me? I have been asked to remind you that Stan Brakhage will be on campus Wednesday, that's tomorrow, February 8th at 3:45, tomorrow at 3:45 in the Humanities Building, room 130. He's going to lecture and he's going to show his newest films, including the 23rd Psalm Branch. Admission is 25 cents. I want to welcome Allen Ginsberg and Herbert Hunke to the Poetry Center and to the campus of San Francisco State College. Allen is going to read first, and then we'll have a break, and everybody can stand up and stretch, and we'll open the... I see the doors are open. Everybody will stand up and stretch. And then Herbert will read. As most of you know, Mr. Hunke is an old friend of Allen's. It's appropriate, then, to have Allen introduce him to you. Allen Ginsberg needs no introduction, but I would like to call attention to his extreme importance. I want to suggest what I think his role has been in changing the way in which we experience our experience, that is, in actually changing us. The so-called modern poetry of the 1930s and 40s, the poetry on which I was raised, was famous for difficulty and for complexity. It was the poetry which the so-called New Criticism explained and which was deeply affected by the New Criticism. It was essentially, I think, dramatic or dialectical. Not that it presented characters on a stage, but it did present an agon or conflict of attitudes. As such, it tended to establish or communicate its meanings by setting limits. It seemed to say, that poetry seemed to say, that a meaningful life depends primarily upon our discovery and acceptance of boundaries, of limitations. The poetry of the poem, people used to say, the expressiveness of the poem, arises not from any single element, but from structure, from organization, from the organized interplay of the various parts. And these parts were felt to be significant because of the way in which they impinged upon each other. This was a poetry of artifice, of paradox and tension. The fashionable poem was a beautiful and self-contained unit. It stood at a certain distance from life, usually a comfortable distance, and it lent itself to disinterested aesthetic examination and analysis. I can remember my own excitement at Allen Ginsberg's early readings of Howell in San Francisco and in Berkeley shortly before that book was published by Lawrence Ferlinghetti. Those readings gave us permission. They renewed the lyric possibility. They said that what is important is not a sense of boundary or of limitation, but the release of energy, the expression of possibility. They said that we ought to speak with candor, that our own lives are worthy of expression, and that we can and must speak of those lives in our own voices. For more than 10 years, Allen Ginsberg has insisted upon this candor, this worthiness, this freedom. For us, he has been what Whitman has been for him, a courage teacher. I am proud to present Allen Ginsberg.
Begin with chanting the Prajnaparamita Sutra. In Sino-Japanese, and then in an English translation, which was prepared by the Reverend Suzuki of the Bush Street Zen, Soto Zen Meditation Center. Makanya haramita shing.
Sanji zai bo satsu gyojin hanya haramita ji shoken go unkai kudo i sai ku yaku. Shari shi shiki fu i kuku fu i shiki shiki zoku ze kuku zoku ze shiki ju so gyo shiki yaku bo nyo ze. Shari shi ze sho ho ku so fu sho fu metsu fu ku fu jo fu zo fu gen ze ko ku chu mu shiki mu ju syo go shiki. Mugi mugen ni bize chin ni musiki ko ko mi soko ho mugen kai nai shi mu ishiki kai mu 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 yaku mu mu myojin nai shi mu roshi yaku mu roshi jin mu kushu metsu do muchi yaku mu toko i mu sho toko bodai sate hanya haramita koshin mukegi mukegi ko muku fu onri saiten do muso kugyo nehan sanzi shobutsu e hanya haramita kotoko ano kutara sanyaku sambo dai kochi hanya haramita zedai shinshu zedai myoshu zemu todoshu zemu joshu nojo isaiku shinjitsu mu koko setsu hanya haramita shosoku setsu shuwatsu gyate gyate hara gyate hara so gyate bodhi so waka. Great pranya paramita, highest perfect wisdom, sutra or sermon in English. Avilokiteshvara, down glancing, compassionate principle in Buddhism. Bodhisattva, one who takes a vow to return to the world. Avilokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, practice deep, highest, perfect wisdom, Pranya Paramita. When perceived the five fields of consciousness, all empty, relieved every suffering. Sariputra, student, form is not different from emptiness, emptiness no different from form. Form is the emptiness, emptiness is the form. Sensation, thought, imagination, consciousness also like this. Sariputra, this is the original character of everything, not born, not annihilated, not tainted, not pure, does not increase, does not decrease. Therefore, in emptiness, no form, no sensation, no thought, no imagination, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no color, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no object, no eye, until we come also unto no world of eyes, no world of consciousness, no ignorance also, no ignorance, annihilation, until we come to no old age and death, also no combat against old age and death, no suffering, no cause of suffering, no nirvana, no path, no wisdom, also no attainment, because no attainment. Every bodhisattva depends on highest perfect wisdom, because mind is no obstacle, because of no obstacle, no exists here. Go beyond all topsy-turvy views, attain nirvana. Past, present, and future, every Buddha depend on pranya, paramita, highest perfect wisdom. Therefore attain supreme perfect re-enlightenment. Therefore I know pranya paramita is the great holy mantram, the great untainted mantram, the supreme mantram, the incomparable mantram, is capable of assuaging all suffering. True, because not false. Therefore he proclaimed pranya paramita mantram, and proclaimed mantram says, gone, gone, completely gone, completely, utterly gone. So reach enlightenment.
I published in the last year or so a bunch of different texts which were done on a tape recorder traveling through the country. Wichita Vortex Sutra was in the Berkeley Barb and last issue of Rampart before the Ramparts. Before this had a long piece about how big is the prick of the president. Now, this is a continuation of that same material, but none of it has been published. So I'll be reading you things from hand-scrawled notebooks that I've taken down from dictation. Highway Poesy, L.A., Albuquerque. Up, up and away, we're off through America, heading east to San Berdu, as Nathaniel West did, afternoon light, entrenchment and barbed wire. California radio lady's voice talking about the Viet Cong. Excuse me, I don't think I can read if I...
Excuse me.
California radio lady's voice talking about the Viet Cong. Oh, what a beautiful morning, sung for us by Nelson Eddy. Two trailer trucks of sun-kissed oranges, bright colored, piled over the sides, rolling on the highway. Gray hulk of Mount Baldy under white misted skies. Red square signs unfold, tilted over the superhighway. Afternoon light, children in the back of the neighbor's car with bubble gum. A flight of birds out of a dry field like mosquitoes. Several battalions of U.S. troops in a search and destroy operation on the coastal plain, operation area near Bong San. Because mother knows the best about the matrimonial state, for he's oh so good, and he's oh so fine, and he's oh so healthy in his body and his mind. The Kinks on car radio in Riverside, a 1920s style song. It's the only words I know that you'll understand. For my Uncle Max, it's settled, buried under the wall of Blue Mountain. Now Annie and Joe visiting from Moscow, and the great pile of tiny automobiles crushed and mangled are topped by a hanging crane, veined with snow at the top, clouds passing on the icy remote heights, palm trees on the valley floor sticking up their toothpick hair heads, the planet hanging, the air hanging, the trees hang their branches, a dirt truck hanging on the highway, spectacle of afternoon, giant pipes glistening in the universe, magic that weighs tons and tons. Old bum with his rough tattered pack hunched, walking uphill, hanging to Yukaipa, cloth cap pulled over his head, black fingernails. Kansas City to Bloomington. Leaving K.C. Moe, past Independence, past Liberty, Charlie Plymell's memories of K.C. renewed. The Jewel Box Review, white-wigged old camps yakking about Georgie Wash and Harry T., filthier than any poetry reading I ever gave, applauded by the police and Negro wives, subsidized by mafia. To East St. Louis on the Broad Road, 70 crammed with trucks. Last night almost broke my heart dancing to Can't Get No Satisfaction. Lots of beer and slept naked in the guest room. Now the sunlight at my back and little cliffs hanging over the highway, rolling through wooded hills toward the sex factories of Indiana, the Kinsey Institute. Automobile graveyard, big red cars turned sideways, bleeding under the empty skies. Birchfield's paintings, Walker Evans' photos, the white Victorian house on the hill by the side of the road. Trumbull and Bung of chamber music, piano-esque on the radio, Midwest culture before rock and roll. If I knew 20 years ago what I know now, I could have led a symphony orchestra in Minneapolis and worn a tuxedo. Beautiful shifting eyes with clear pupils. Leavenworth broadcasting heart to heart. The Kansas voice of Ella May. Are you afraid of growing old? Afraid you'll no longer... Afraid you'll no longer be attractive to your husband? I don't see any reason, says the telephone, for those agitators. Why don't they move in with the Negroes? We've been separated all along. Why change things now? But I'll hang up. Some other Martian might want to call in who has another thought. The voice of Leavenworth. No, sir, I'm just talking about property rights in regard to human rights. Now, when you start putting human rights above property rights, hollow voice through the auto static, echoing through space to the car dashboard, causes and agitations, then they're doing the work of the communists, as J. Edgar Hoover says, and many of these people are people with a respectability, a cloak of respectability that shows teachers and professors and students. Dry voice, a minister, breathing through the telephone in behalf of the Birch Society. God created all the races, and it's only men who try to mix them up, and when they mix them up, that's when the trouble starts. No place like Boonville, though, buddy. That's a line of Hart Crane's Bridge. End of the Great Plains, rusty leaves on the trees, dips in the superhighway, brown hills in the sunlight, late afternoon, one of these days, those boots will walk all over you. We the people bother shelling the Viet Cong. Inflation has swept in upon us. Excessive government spending, Johnson administration, rather than prudent budget, discipline the American people rather than discipline itself. I lay in bed, naked, in the guest room. My mouth found his cock, my hand under his behind, till the whole body stiffened and sperm choked my throat. Michel, John Lennon and Paul McCartney, wooing the decade, gaps from the 30s returned, familiar hills speared with grass, brown humps of old earth, rolling mile after mile, patient, the ground I roll on, the ground the highway curves through, the ground the music soars above, the ground electric arguments and baby cries ray over, the ground dipping into an icy stream bed, the ground dotted with signs for Dave's Eat Eat, scarred by highways, eaten by voices, Pete's Cafe, brown grass plowed, golden earth in the setting sun, Missouri River flatland dotted with cows, cliffs eastward mirrored to the empty heavens dotted with ice, a railroad curves under the cliffs with tufts of grass standing up hairy on the hills east behind the river. Spring, 1 month to come. Seashells in the ground straighted by the highway at Lafayette. Old ocean evaporated, rolled away. Mastodons stomped, dinosaurs groaned. When these brown hillocks were leafy, steam, green, swamp, think, marsh nations before the Birch Society was a gleam in the pterodactyl's eye. An airplane sinking slowly toward the ground. My own self in it, looking down on my white Volkswagen eating up this highway, minute as a prehistoric white cockroach under high-tension wires. Gleaming the car mirrors, the west, Rasputin, my face. Funky barn. Black Hills approaching Fulton, where Churchill rang down the curtain on consciousness and set a chill which overspread the world one icy day in Missouri, not far from the Ozarks. Provincial ears heard his Spenglerian terror pronouncement. Magnificent language, they said, for country ears. St. Louis calling, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, the Borough School. Pink-cheeked Lou with fine blonde hair, his almond eyes aristocrat gazed. D.K., red-haired English teacher haunting the bars and queer clubs. W.S.B., leather-cheeked, sardonic, waiting for change of consciousness, unnamed in those days. Coffee, vodka, night for needles. Young bodies then, beautiful, unknown to themselves, running around St. Louis, on a Friday evening, getting drunk in awe and honor of the terrific future, these red dry trees at sunset go through 2 decades later. They could have seen the animal branches wrinkled to the sky and known the gnarled prophecy to come if they'd opened their eyes out of the whiskey haze in Mississippi Riverfront bars and gone into the country with a knapsack to smell the ground. Oh, grandfather, maple and elm, antique, leafy, old oak of Kingdom City in the purple light, come down year after year to the tune of mellow pianos. Salute, silent, wise ones, creaking, cranking out of earth, powers of the ground, awkward arms of knowledge reaching blind above the gas station by the high TV antennae. Stay silent, ugly teachers. Let me and the radio yell about Vietnam and mustard gas. Today's scandal discussed, despite the unconscious cows in the valley. Absolute terrorism, the radio says. Torture, tear gas, legitimate weapons. Worries language beyond my comprehension, says the radio commentator himself. Use the language today. A great blunder in Vietnam. Heavy voices. A great blunder, once you're in one of these things, answering back, stay in, withdraw, language, from the mouths of the senators, trying to think on their feet, They're really nothing but a bunch of idiots. Use the language, saying, politely. Shift linguals, said Burroughs. Cut the word lines. He was right all along. Five top newsmen, a conference called. A procurer of these dogs, German shepherds only. Take them from the United States and into any of the hotter climates, such as Vietnam. No dogs, once trained, are ever returned to the owner, as long as it's not a white dog. Sentry Dog Procurement Center, Tensas, Texas. French Truth, Dutch Civility, Black Asphalt, Taillight Procession Speeding East Under Blue Stars, The Hero, Surviving His Own Murder, His Own Suicide, His Own Addiction, Surviving His Own Poetry, Surviving His Own Disappearance from the Scene, Return in New Faces, Shining Through the Tears of New Eyes, New Small Adolescent Hands on Tiny Breasts, Pale Silken Skin at the Thighs, And the Cherry Prick Raises Its Hard Innocent Heat, Pointed Up from the Muscular Belly of Basketball High School English Class Spiritual Victory, Made Clean at Midnight in the Bathtub of the Old City, Hair Combed for Love, Millionaire Body from Clayton or Spade Queen from East St. Louis laughing together in the TWA lounge. The blue lighted field of the airport, so into St. Louis, past billboards ruddy neon, looking for the old hero renewed in a new decade, Klieg light scanning the evening horizon. Body by Fisher, painted by Morris, Miller High Life in his hand, Hill wink of houses, thin bones of aluminum sentinel dark on the suburban hump bearing high wires for thought to traverse river and wood from hero to hero. Monotone road gray bridging the streets emblemed with Florissan and Normandy. Crane, all's well. The wanderer returns from the west with his powers, the shaman with his beard in full strength, the long-haired crank with subtle humorous voice enters city after city to kiss the eyes of your high school sailors and make a laughing blessing for a new age in America, spaced with concrete, but sold by yourself with desire. Or, like yourself, a perfect heart, adorable and adoring its own millioned population, one by one self-wakened, under the radiant signs of power stations stacked above the river, highway spanning highway, bridged from suburb to suburb. Next is a long section of the same poem written called Iron Horse, written on a train between Santa Fe, between San Francisco and Chicago, plus a little epilogue in the bus between Chicago and New York. Night darkening on Mojave Desert, yellow planet light disappearing over mounds westward. Soldiers asleep, rocking away from the ward. War. One auto light headed toward the disappearing sun. Pew, 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 cry the children, pulling each other's arms. What an earth to live on. Lights of the city south brightening a piece of the night, and the diamond green gleam of a light on an airfield. Hey, you bit me, you bit me. Hello, Mrs. Fight. Green, green, green blinks the sign of a diner where the truckmen roam in the darkness toward Barstow. This space capsule softer than trees in the chemical landscape with the click of electronics. And is heaven any different from where we are? How could it be better or worse? Though delicate chemical changes in the brain, ethereal sensations from Muladhara sphincter through mind aura promising another universe? Whitman, Carpenter, Gavin, Arthur, saying, we are leaves upon the tree, saying, we are drops of water running to the ocean through the fish's mouth. And we shall stand in flesh in paradise with the Virgin of the 19th century. Borax, borax, borax. Crystal lights upon a hill like fairy castle might be in heaven, only Mojave. Borax, 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 borax. The dinosaur lounges through the fronds under Pleiades. The delicate filament of highway lights, the nerves between cities. Borax, 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 borax. Near the Belmar Motel on the desert. Aum. This is mine enemy, my machine, the chatter-jabber of the tape mind, making borax, 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 the spinal column of all thought, or turkeys, oil, wind, headlights. A child peeps out of the curved glass onto the moving night, where a red tail light keeps its time to the Santa Fe train rolling over Crane's gloom. Ho, a crescent moon. Mr. Cummings and Mr. Vinyl, both dead. While soldiers sit and talk about getting their head busted off. Cigarettes and alcohol and the 181st Airborne. They'd be better off puffing a pipe of O or sipping a Sepsi in a peaceful cafe getting high by the green fig trees staring at the ocean side or the blue Straits of Gibraltar. The tricks are what makes business, son. You got a college education. It ain't what you got. It's what you do with your college education, son. They're all actors. Waiting at Barstow, the engine humming. I want to be an entertainer. I want to be a comedy writer, he said, his hand stained with Vietnamese blood. The engine humming, all others silent, lost in thought. And the soldier talked all about his troubles with his red hair and how he took his girl home after three drinks when she squinted her eyes at him and said, I want to go with you. And how he drove her to her house and said, I'm giving you a last chance. And how she leaned her head on his shoulder and said, anywhere you're going, take me. And how he took off her pants and she said that he should take off his pants and he wouldn't take off his pants. And how they'd have some love play, like anybody. And then he'd drive her home. But when he's out at a bar, if anyone looks at his girl, he looks him in the eye and snaps his finger and says, what are you looking like that for? And when he's out in a bar alone, anyone is fair game for his love. So I sat and I listened and I brooded in my beard till I looked at him and saw he was ugly, though his voice beautiful, Edward Carpenter. Now lying here in my cabinet in complete darkness, microphone on my chest, looking out at the airfields passing by, stars a few in the blackness, the modern outside, the modern railroad window doubled to reflect passing gas. Stars, dim, white, fixed, friendly, matter babble behind the ear. 6 years ago, the old poetry grows stale, forlorn, always forlorn. Fabian Theodore Patterson, by the marble balustrade in the giant darkness, watching boyish Ronald Reagan emote his shadow across the 30s or 66 or a helpless 69. The same black vastness pierced by emotion, melancholy toward the stars. Political planets whirling around the sun, consciousness expansion, earth girdled by telegraph wires. Edward, they never dreamed of television then. No better way to die. Forked trees along the horizon, railroad chug vibrating through the thighs. Clear your throat, lie there in the dark, cough with cancer, close your eyes. I didn't even dream passing to Tehachapi. Woke, sleepy, numb, reluctant to face my own language, but came back to it, pushing machine, passing Mojave, evening ease,
Namo samanda moto nano harachi koto shaso no nanto jito e nyanya nyaki nyaki unan jifuro jifuro hara jifuro hara jifuro jiju sa jiju sa sujiri sujiri sa waja sa waja sa jinya shiri e so moko. The universe is empty. No time, no time, Sam Lewis. Ah, no time, Carolyn. No time now, Neil. Morning, crossing New Mexico-Arizona border, massive cliff waves on earth in mid-America, hills north with yellow teepees, trading posts and gas stations rare, Indian center of America, gallop ahead. I would live here, a blessing these cliffs under the shimmering consciousness of LSD. Passing through plain land, level everywhere, fenced, flat, the horizon gray fleeced with cloud haze, ringing blue where Gemini men walked in space that day. And 99 soldiers piled on the train at Amarillo. Hadn't read the paper all these 4 weeks of training for Air Force pneumohydraulics. Last night, the harsh voices of returning soldiers bemettled. And the nurse eyed Speck, the murderer, who'd slaughtered 8 white uniformed girls of Chicago at the residence. Then they'd had his picture in the papers identified, slashed his wrists, and had a heart attack all over the headlines of the Albuquerque Journal. 99 soldiers entering the train, and all so friendly. Only a month, hair clipped and insulted. So they weren't too sad. They were glad on their train to some electronics field near Chicago. Been taking courses in propaganda, how not to believe what they were told by the enemy. Young fellas that some of them had long hair before they came into the heated camp, friendly over hamburgers. 3 months from now, Vietnam, they said. Walking the length of the train, empty Pullman coaches, a woman stocking crossed legs, doors to cabinets and lounges half closed, the lounge car with Time Magazine, Amarillo Globe, U.S. News and World Report, Reader's Digest, Coronet, Universal Railroad Schedule, everyone on the same track, bound in leatherette to be read on sofas as American heartland passes flat. Dining car, Negro waiters, Negro porters, Negro sandwichmen, Negro bartenders in white jackets, kindly old big-ass gents, half-bald, going, sir, from California to Chicago, feeding the soldiers. A consensus around the card table, consensus over beer. It's my country, better fight him over there than here, talking about the war. Thrill of fear to my saying, no, it's crazy, everybody's insane. This country's wrong. The universe is an illusion. One boy who worked on the railroad asked me what I thought, so I said, while the soldiers gathered round the seat, my country, and they say, I gotta fight. I have no choice. We're in it too deep to pull out. If we lose, there's no stopping the Chinese communists. We're fighting the communists, aren't we? Isn't that what it's about? Flatland, emptiness. 99 soldiers graduated from basic training eating hamburgers. You learn to eat fast. You learn to be insulted without caring. Sat and talked till 11 with the orphan boy whose auto parts father wanted him to grow up military. As he's now in training school, bright, talkative, kenning farm lore, almost et by a male hog up to his shoulders. His father pushed the pig off him. His tractor, 4 hours punching at it, power steering brakes for front and hind foot. Giant insect specialized. The whole populace fed by news. Few dissenting on this train. I, the lone beard who don't like Vietnam War. 99 Air Force boys lined up with their pants down forever. And Johnson reiterated, too, our desire to engage in unconditional negotiations, unconditional discussions, unquote, to end the war. Quote, the other side is willing to make any concession. We have not the slightest indication more manpower would be required, he said, flatly. John Steinbeck, flaxen-haired Yevtushenko, has written demanding a reprieve, that you end the war. You say it's all his fault, that he should end the war. I say, unconditional negotiations, says Johnson. Anywhere, anytime, said Johnson in the last poem. Yesterday,
Yesterday, Key, South Vietnam, said, quote, dissolve the Viet Cong National Liberation Front, dash, and peace, unquote. February, Kennedy said, Viet Cong should be given chair in negotiations. Irreconcilable positions. United States proposes contradictions, backed with murder, backed with bombs, backed with propaganda. Soldiers on this train think they're fighting China. Soldiers on this train think Ho Chi Minh's Chinese. Soldiers on this train don't know where they're going. John Steinbeck, stop the war. John Steinbeck, stop the war. John Steinbeck, stop the war. And the French army surrounded Madrid. And the Spanish army had marched simultaneously and surrounded Paris. Then they found out it was hopeless. Generals sent messages, call off the attack. And the armies rushed to a neutral place, confronted, and killed each other. They just wanted a fight. No question of Madrid or Paris then. John Steinbeck stopped fighting. That was in the Middle Ages. You can do more than Yevtushenko now. And Johnson backed the latest declaration from Saigon, saying, the conditions for negotiation are as follows. Withdraw all aid from South Vietnam. Dissolve or withdraw the Viet Cong. These are conditions. These contradict Johnson's unconditionals. These languages are gibberish. John Steinbeck, thy language is gibberish. John Steinbeck, thou'st lost the language war. Cantankerous man. Wolf, hide thy teeth. John Steinbeck, hide thy teeth. Stop writing newspaper language. Everybody sneeze. Lightning fills the Oklahoma plain with a blue glare. The train rolls on, casting its yellow shadow on the grass. 20 years ago, approaching Texas, I saw a sheet lightning cover a corner of heaven, glare through the opposite pole, feed storage elevators in the gray rain mist, build checkerboard light over heaven till the whole sky roof was one giant network of electric. Same lightning south follows me on the train. Apocalypse prophesied, the fall of America signaled from heaven. 99 soldiers in uniform paid by the government to believe. 99 soldiers escaping the draft for a better job in the army. 99 soldiers shaved with nowhere to go but where told. 99 soldiers seeing the lightning flash. 1,000 years ago, 10,000 Chinese marching on the plain all turned their heads to heaven at once to see the moon. And the old man catching flies on the porch at night watched the weaving girl cross the Milky Way to meet the herd boy. How can we war against that? How can we war against that? Morning song, waking from dreams, brown grass, nettle, weed, city trees at the edge of the rail yard, passing Eaton Junction, trees standing upside down in the lush earth approaching Mississippi, green legs of the trees waving at clouds, seed pods ecstatic exposed to birds and rain, bursting, tree heads drinking the earth. Unfold the stones like rag dolls, says Meher Baba, and the astral body stares with opal eyes. In the diner, the lady, these soldiers so nice, clean faces, and their hair combed so short. Ugh, it's disgusting, the others, down to their shoulders in cowboy boots. She was 40, sitting in a corner over cantaloupe with her aged husband. Too late, too late. The iron horse hurrying to war. Too late for laments, too late for warning. I'm a stranger and alone in my country, heartland again. Better to find a house in the veldt, better a finca in Brazil. The green corn here looks healthy under the sky. Telephone wires carry their news as before. But doom gathers in the minds of these citizens. Violence gathers in the indifference of their faces. Radio bulletins and television images have built up the war. American fighter comic books on this train. Better a house hidden in the trees in the Mississippi bank, high up on a cliff protected from flood. Better an acre down in Big Sur, where at morning, walk through the path to a cliff and oceans revealed shining, blue, first day of the world. Better a farm in the backlands of Oregon or on the roads toward Glacier Peak. Better withdraw from the world of the newspapers. Better withdraw from the electric world. Better retire before the war cuts my head off, not like Kabir. Better to buy a garden of love. Better to find a wife. Better make a baby. Better to protect the lamb in some valley. Better to get away from these cities filled with taxicabs and radios screaming about the president. Better to stop smoking. Better to stop jerking off in trains. Better to stop seducing white-bellied boys. Better to stop publishing prophecy. Better to meditate under a tree, hornets buzzing around my hair. Better to become a nun in the forest. Better to turn flapjacks in Omaha than be a prophet on the electric networks. There's nothing left for this country but death, to create it or be bombed. Their faces are so plain, their thoughts so simple, their machinery so strong, their arms reach out 10,000 miles with lethal gas, their metaphor so mixed with machinery, no one knows where the flesh ends and the robot Polaris begins. Waves of United States jet planes struck at North Vietnam again today in the face. Associated Press, July 21st. Cattle pens, railroad sidings, a yellow truck waiting at the track crossing, under the viaduct, windowless industry, next to the field of trees, white flowers, American flowers, American dirt roads, American rail, American newspaper war. The magnetic crane lifts and drops iron filings like water drops, then pounds them down. Race violence is organized, police charge. Negroes hurl rocks in Jacksonville, Florida. Police said Henry Towns, 22, a Negro, had tried to drive his automobile, ... Four other occupants of the car were wounded. Towns' wife, Diana, 16, her son, Emmanuel, 7 months, her son, Christopher, 4, and her brother, Ernest Williams, 12, in serious condition. Dr. King charged, to date, the power structure seems more willing to accept violence as a means of change than willing to recognize nonviolent movement. Brownsville Community Council links demagogues to violence. Two explosions hit U.S. office in Columbia. Viet Buddhist burned, robe gas-drenched. Report, he left letter critical of Johnson. Saigon, UPI. 32 years ago today, the woman in the red dress outside the Biograph Theater in Chicago didn't want to be sent back to Romania. Ambushed Dillinger fell dead on the sidewalk, hit by 4 bullets. FBI Purvis quit in 1935. February 29, 1960, Purvis shot and killed himself in his home. Army colonel in World War II, breakfast cereal manufacturer. Dillinger's eyes and Melvin Purvis's, Dillinger grim, Purvis self-satisfied, both died of bullets.
Settle yourself down, O Mara Batana de 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 de, O Mara Batana de 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 de.
I want to go out in a car and not leave word where I'm going. Travel ahead. Or the Himalayas in the spring. Following the pilgrim's path with 10,000 Hindus to their Shiva temples in the north. Rishikesh and Laxmanjula, homage to Shivananda, the guru heart. Settle down, please. Through the green canyon of the Ganges Gorge, carrying a water pot to Kedarnath and Badarnath temples and Gangotri in the ice, Manasarovar forbidden, Kailash forbidden, the Chinese eat Tibet. The masses prepare for war, the short-haired, mad executives, the young flops from college who wanted to beat the draft by becoming volunteer officers so they could sit on their ass while the rest of the kids got killed, yellow and pink flesh gone mad listening to the news. Chicago assembles a jury to kill the killer of eight. And Johnson was angry with Fulbright for criticizing his war. And Hart Crane's myth and Whitman's myth, what'll happen to that? The karma accumulated from bombing Southeast Asia, the karma of bodies napalm burned, the karma of suspicion where machinery has smelt the heat of bodies trembling in the jungle, the karma of bullets in the back of the head by thatched walls, the karma of babes in their mother's arms bawling destroyed, the karma of populations moved from center to center of detention, the karma of bribery, karma of blood money must come home to America. There must be a war. America has builded herself a new body. Peaceful young men in America get out of the cities and go to the countryside and the trees. Bearded young men in America, hide your hair, shave your beards, and disappear. The destroyers are out to destroy. Destroyers of Peking and Washington will stare face to face and hurl their karma bombs on the planet. Get to the land. Leave the cities to be destroyed. Only a miracle appearing in men's eyes. Only the flesh of boys singing can show the warless way, or the miracle of radium destruction over Earth seed the planet with a new babe. Brilliant green lights in the transom windows of a factory. Beautiful. When the eyes are ready and closed for sleep. As beautiful as undersea sunshine or valley bottom fern. Why do I fear these lights? In all the smoking chimneys of industry, why do I see them as less godly than the tree trunks in the forest and the orange moon at sunset? Why are these cranes less Edenly than palm fronds? Or these highway neons not equal in beauty to the starfish anemone and kelp in the tide pools of Point Lobos, neon violet in the transparent water? It's these neon standards like the cars of men whose faces are made of dough, whose pockets are full of money from the $72 billion abstract budget. These green lights illuminate the goggled eyes that aim their blowtorches toward metal flying off to war, because these electric structures rear machines made of tin that will kill Bolivian miners or flagellate Vietnam adolescent thighs, because my countrymen make this structure to make war, because this smoke over Toledo is advertised in the Toledo Blade as energy burning to destroy China. Morning glow on the hills and concrete highway, bright fields east of Harrisburg. Philadelphia Inquirer, Perry County, 113 acres of woodland, $11,300, ideal location for cabins, quarters, township, best of hunting. Dangerous to want possessions. And for so short of time. Should have had it in 45 or 53. In my 20s, I would have enjoyed running around them green woods naked. In my 20s, I would have enjoyed making love naked by the brooks. So, now...